I love the city when it's empty.
Me too.
Liminality is the place in between things. Whether that's physically, psychologically, or just even over time, it's the area in between two ideas. Now, you can probably think of areas of liminality in your life. Things you sort of remember, but don't really. You were passing through somewhere once. You were on a night drive in between two locations you were moving from. You saw a house, or you stopped at a gas station. These places don't really seem important, but in a way they are part of the journey that gets us from one place to another, and somewhere in our mind we kind of always have a concept of this. Now, in a weird way, oftentimes these places can be adjacent to childhood homes or similar ideas where it's just you stare at something and it invokes this feeling of contemplation or a sense of nostalgia, but in a weird sense of, hey, I've been there. And oftentimes these ideas or these places in our minds, when you look back at them, they're empty of people. Regardless if the people were present in the time, you don't really take note of your surroundings. You just remember the building or the place or the time. Now imagine a genre of music that encapsulates these feelings or was designed to be heard in between places, maybe on a late night drive or through your portable Walkman, and then imagine an artist that somehow took those ideas and made art that represented the isolated space you were when you heard this music. This is what the artist Hiroshi Nagai did for the Japanese genre of music city pop, or as it was formerly known, new music. Hiroshi Nagai was born December 22, 1947 in Kushima, Japan. Growing up watching his father making oil paintings, he ended up growing a passion in art too, following in his father. In his youth, he moved to Tokyo to try getting into an art school, but after being denied, began work as a set decorator. After years of work, he made a name for himself, and was able to move into making paintings and illustrations for a living. Inspired by US and British pop art artists, his art often depicted America on landscapes, blue skies, ocean, nighttime cityscapes, and general summertime enjoyment. His personal style developed over the 70s, a lot of his art having the touch of no people being included, so a lot of massive landscapes, empty and isolated. His art continued to grow through the 80s, and began doing a lot of promotional work for movies and advertisements, but especially music. Throughout the 70s and 80s, there was a large musical development in Japan. Taking inspiration from boogie, AOR, and other genres of the time, and combining it with their own pre-existing Japanese pop styles, a new genre is coming into existence. This genre was also a byproduct of the fact that through the 70s and 80s, Japan was in an economic bubble, and had more resources to get things like complex instrumentations and a lot of jazz stylings. This led to the genre which was at the time known as new music. This genre in itself is unique because it's less about the sound and more about the idea. This genre coincided with the existence of the cassette Walkman and tape players becoming common in cars, so you had things become more personal, more portable, and more isolated. This led to these types of music being heard while you went on a walk alongside the beach alone, or maybe you were driving through the cityscapes at night. This music became more based on a feeling than a sound. When this type of music was rediscovered in the early 2010s throughout United States internet forums, the music came to be known as city pop. For the aforementioned reason, it was often associated with driving in the night, throughout cities or other similar scapes. City pop began growing a large influence online as many people discovered it. Songs like Stay With Me and Plastic Love are two large examples of songs popular in US demographics, but alongside the discovery of city pop came the discovery of the artist, Hiroshi Nagai, the painter that was so heavily associated with this genre of music.
Why was Hiroshi Nagai so heavily associated with this genre of music? Well, it's because, a lot of the time, he was making art for it. Many albums at the time had paintings done by Hiroshi Nagai for their album cover, and in this scene of music in the 70s and 80s, he became sort of a figurehead of it. In the United States, you think of Andy Warhol and the Velvet Underground, but in the 70s and 80s, it was Hiroshi Nagai and City Pop, or New Music, and I believe it's in large part due to the sound of music in this era, or the way they were consumed, in which places that he depicts, like beaches and cities without any people, where you're just kind of alone in yourself or at night, really is kind of the feeling that this music accompanied, and that's pretty beautiful. It really makes sense that his paintings of vast and empty cityscapes, or one lone car on a beach at daytime, surrounded by palm trees, would go alongside such a serene yet beautiful type of music. Just learning that it's okay to be alone, and when you were going from one place to another while listening to this music, whether in your car or on a walk, the people around you wouldn't matter, just the space you were in. Hiroshi Nagai is the one creating these spaces for the music to live within. In this modern day and age, City Pop and Hiroshi Nagai are more relevant than they've been in a very long time. A lot of discussion's been going on around Japanese music of this era, City Pop, and Hiroshi Nagai's works, especially as the concept of liminal space with things like the Backrooms, an internet creepypasta designed to scare people, often depicting empty and nostalgic spaces, have been growing in popularity. Hiroshi Nagai's artwork has even been depicted in a couple of these personal interpretations of this Backrooms horror story. They really are interesting and integral to a lot of aspects of internet culture, whether it be Japanese music or liminality, as they do kind of encapsulate all those feelings. In recent years, Hiroshi Nagai's artwork has been used for many covers of things like future funk or vaporwave, genres made to appreciate and support older music, whether through remixing it or sampling it or even just talking about it. These genres of music are really thankful and rely on city pop. Without city pop, these genres wouldn't even exist. To pay their appreciation to City Pop, and the painter who gave new music its city to become City Pop, oftentimes Hiroshi Nagai's artworks are used as covers for vaporwave or future funk albums, such as Daily Night Euphoria by Lindseven Virtual Plaza, or a couple Night Tempo projects. Hiroshi Nagai also recently made some completely brand new paintings to be used as the album covers for Pacific Breeze 1 and 2, two City Pop compilations designed to shine light on some lesser-known City Pop songs, and to appreciate some of the more well-known ones too. It's weird to think such a niche and kind of short-lived time for Japanese music has become so prominent and important to a lot of underground areas of music in the modern day. But in a way, it makes sense that these spaces of isolation, these large cities empty of people, often seen through areas like windows or from a distant point of view, become popular in the time of the pandemic, where oftentimes cities were just left empty of people, still operating through their inside doors with all the lights on, much like his art, but lacking the bustling and busy streets that they usually had. And having music to accompany those feelings, maybe even just provide a sense of comfort, really adds to the experience and might make a difficult time for you a lot less hard.